Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The pitcher, James Baldwin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Womack. Batting second. The center fielder, Jermaine Allensworth. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Martin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kevin Young. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Guillen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Pulkovic. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Cook. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Cook. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kendall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Womack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Guillen. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell is walked intentionally. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mouton hits a fly ball into center field. Allensworth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Pirates 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Womack hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Allensworth hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Pirates 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cameron strikes out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snopek hits a line drive into center field. Allensworth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pulkovic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Pirates 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. James Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baldwin strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Pulkovic batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pulkovic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Cook is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cook strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Womack is 0 for 1 in the game. Womack hits a pop-up towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pulkovic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Bell reaches second base with a double. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mudin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mudin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pulkovic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allensworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Allensworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek strikes out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Womack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. James Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Svyum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Svyum for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Pulkovic is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pulkovic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pulkovic hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen bunts in front of the plate. Kendall fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell is walked intentionally. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mouton is 0 for 2 in the game. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Womack is 0 for 2 in the game. Womack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Emil Brown pinch hits for Jermaine Allensworth. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Emil Brown now playing center field. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cameron for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snopek is 0 for 2 in the game. Snopek strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pulkovic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Svyum is 0 for 2 in the game. Svyum hits a line drive into right field. Mouton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mouton. Sviam moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sviam moves to third. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mudin, who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Sviam scores. Kendall goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Pirates. Matt Karchner now pitching. Jorge Fabregas now catching. Kevin Pulkovic is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pulkovic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pulkovic is walked intentionally. Steve Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. Pulkovic moves to second. Two outs. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Womack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Womack is walked intentionally. Emil Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pulkovic fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Young steals second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fabregas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Lowassel now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pulkovic fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Lyle Mouton. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines pinch hits for Mike Cameron. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.